Hello.
Good morning.
Jamie?
Yes.
And Justin, right?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
It's a sunny June morning, and Anchorage Fire Department Forester John C. is beginning a fire safety assessment. We're at Justin and Jamie Freeman's house in South Anchorage, not far from Rabbit Creek. There are a number of young hardwoods in the yard and plenty of fresh, damp grass. But the landscape here is drier than it seems. With so many Anchorage homes built within the boreal forest, a hot summer with little rain could turn into a big threat to lives and property.
Some things I see in the front here that look real good. The rock work is a real impervious, fire-resistant surface. And ferns, plants like that, that are high moisture content, that's a real good thing to see.
With fire danger warnings across Alaska, C says it's important to recognize how susceptible Anchorage is to wildfire. When the combination of high winds and hot temperatures hit the city, a fire could engulf the forested hillside in an instant.
I actually did modeling, computer modeling of fire spread on the hillside. And I mean, we end up with a really major fire in one day, this time with these conditions we're having right now.
C wants to help homeowners protect against that threat. He says the FireWise program got started here partly thanks to the spruce bark beetle outbreak over the past few decades that turned millions of acres of white spruce into kindling.
There was a need to work with landowners to make their property FireWise so that it can withstand a wildland fire, basically. That's what the FireWise program is about. It's creating that defensible space around your home.
This morning, Justin and Jamie Freeman's home earns an A or A- on the FireWise scale. Still, C says, there's room for improvement. Sparks and embers can travel up to several miles ahead of a wildfire's core, so some of the biggest dangers come from the smallest things.
Just the little leaves that right here, if you can find them around everybody's home, little patches of leaves.
Or a wooden fence. C tells the Freemans that just propping open their wooden gate in the case of an evacuation could stop a fire from reaching their home.
Open your gate, block it open, so that fire can't travel through.
Well, and that's such an easy thing that when you say it, you think, gosh, that why wouldn't I think of that?
Right.
But I don't know that I would have, and we would have left. And
right.
The Freemans signed up for the FireWise inspection online. And overall, they say it was mostly for peace of mind.
There's always that concern that if there were a wildfire on the hillside, Anchorage has a very big problem. And we're kind of on at least the edge, if not the middle of that.
It was also for some financial help. A FireWise home inspection is free. And this summer, a cost-share tree removal program will pay homeowners 70% of the cost of removing problem trees, up to $2,000 per acre. But homeowners may not be able to take advantage of the program much longer. The FireWise program could be out of funding by December. And especially if temperatures keep rising, that's not good news.
We all like to think it can happen here in Anchorage, and it can. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, so we need to prepare.
The Anchorage Fire Department is working on securing additional grants to keep the program going. C says they should know more by September. And in the meantime, residents should stay alert. In Anchorage, I'm Sarah Bernard.